A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachiofusu, says institutional reforms are critical if the fight against corruption is to be won. He said government is determined to fight corruption, hence the setting up of the sole commissioner on judgment debt, the code of conduct for ministers and other government appointees. Mr. Kwachiofusu, who stated this on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, corrected the perception that the president set up another committee to look into the JIDA report after the first committee presented it.
Nowhere was it said, or nowhere did government say that it had set up another committee to review the work of a committee. President Mahama has a number of advisors. The committee of inquiry or ministerial committee presents a report to him. He only asked Mr. P.V. Obin, who is a senior advisor, to look at the recommendations made by the committee and advise him on what steps to take. But the president has to take action on the recommendations that are made.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with asking an experienced hand like Mr. P.V. Obin to advise you on what steps to take. Mind you, that the issues around JIDA were not just about allegations of people stealing money. There were whole institutional weaknesses that had to be identified. So in coming out with a white paper, or what we call an action paper, it was necessary to ensure that you had done all the necessary checks, the background work, in order that when you come out in a manner that resolves the problem. So what was recommended was that you needed institutional reform. That necessarily was not captured in the report of the committee. Indeed, there were deficiencies in the work of the committee. They could not lay hands on some contracts that were signed between 2006 and 2008. There was an issue of the drafting of a JIDA bill. How do you do that? There was a need to advise the president on that. So that is a work that Mr. P.V. Obin did. They did not in any way alter the report as it was presented. They merely, but unfortunately, the media went on a frenzy and claimed that another committee had been set up to review the work of the committee. And that's why I have cautioned the media to be mindful and circumspect about what they put out, so that they don't reinforce perceptions that may not necessarily be grounded in fact or reality.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Felix Kwachiofusu, the Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentele, defined corruption as a price a nation pays if government fails to provide an effective system to fight greed. He said it is not enough to use the judicial system alone to fight corruption, saying political leadership should exhibit strong will.